Hello, and welcome to Season 4 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm soprano Wendy Bryn Harmer. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on Wagner's second installment in the epic Ring cycle. So let's dive into the plot. Some time has passed between the end of Das Rheingold, the first of the Ring cycle operas, and the start of Die Walküre. During this interval, there was one pivotal occurrence. Wotan had kids. Lots of them. Between the end of Das Rheingold and the start of Die Walküre, Wotan, ruler of the gods, fathered 9 daughters, likely with the earth goddess Erda, collectively called the Valkyries. He also fathered a set of twins, Siegmund and Sieglinde, with a mortal woman. The twins grew up, separated from one another. Be prepared. The plot of Die Walküre is, to put it mildly, convoluted. This is not an opera where nothing happens to boring people. Every character has life-changing decisions to make. The opera opens with Siegmund seeking shelter from the storm. This shelter turns out to be the home of Sieglinde and her husband Hunding. When Siegmund explains to the couple that he is on the run after fighting with the relatives of a girl being forced into marriage, Hunding reveals himself to be one of those relatives. Although Hunding allows Siegmund to rest for the night, he insists that they fight the next morning. During the night, Sieglinde comes to Siegmund and confesses that she herself was forced into marriage with Hunding. She longs to be saved by the hero who can successfully draw the sword that was plunged into a tree during her wedding feast. When Siegmund draws the sword, the two discover that they are twins and declare their not-so-familial love for each other. At the opening of Act 2, we are introduced to one of Wotan's Valkyrie daughters, Brunhilde. Wotan orders Brunhilde to protect Siegmund, her half-brother, in his upcoming battle with Hunding. But Fricka, Wotan's wife and the goddess of family values, intervenes, arguing that the twins must be punished for their adultery and incest. Wotan ultimately concedes, instructing Brunhilde to let Hunding defeat Siegmund. Brunhilde appears as Siegmund runs away from Hunding with Sieglinde. She informs Siegmund that he will soon die and must follow her to Valhalla. Siegmund refuses to follow without Sieglinde. This devotion touches Brunhilde, so when Hunding arrives, she defies Wotan and begins to aid Siegmund to victory. But just as Siegmund is about to secure his victory, Wotan appears, shatters Siegmund's sword, and allows Hunding to kill him. With Sieglinde and Siegmund's shattered sword in hand, Brunhilde flees. Wotan, in a fit of rage, kills Hunding and goes after Brunhilde to punish her. In the third and final act, Brunhilde and Sieglinde join the other Valkyries on a mountaintop. Brunhilde tells Sieglinde that she is pregnant with Siegmund's son, Siegfried. He is destined to be a noble hero. She gives Siegmund's broken sword to Sieglinde and tells her to protect the child. Sieglinde leaves just as Wotan arrives to punish Brunhilde. Wotan decides to turn Brunhilde into a mortal woman and put her to sleep on the mountain for any man to find. Brunhilde convinces Wotan to protect her with a ring of fire, so she can only be found by a noble hero. Wotan bids her farewell, lays her to sleep, has Loga, the demigod of fire, protect her, and departs. While on the surface, it seems like this opera may be all about the gods, it's actually a story about a family trying to make extremely hard decisions. I have a hard time relating to Brunhilde if I think of her as a goddess, but an easier time if I think of her as a girl who wants to make her parents proud. You may not relate to Wotan as God, but perhaps you could relate to him if you think of him as a parent struggling with how to discipline a wayward child. You may not relate to the Valkyrie as the warrior daughters of Wotan who determine fate on the battlefields. But maybe you also have siblings who will always have your back. It's just a family, like yours and mine. I'm soprano Wendy Brinharmer. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning more about Die Walküre, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.